This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. This week, the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association, MCCA for short, announced next year's fee for unlimited lifetime personal injury protection drops from $220 per year per vehicle to $100 a year. That's a 55% drop in cost. The insurance industry immediately issued a news release showing that this is proof that changes in the new law will save people money. Wayne Miller is with the law firm Miller & Tischler, which specializes in cases involving catastrophic injury, and he joins us now. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Lester.
Okay, so the MCCA indicates the drop in the annual fee is due to cost controls for medical treatment. Why was that so significant that the MCCA could cut the fee to less than half of the current charge?
Well, it's interesting also, and I'm reading from the same line in their press release, the cost controls don't actually go into effect until July 1st, 2021. In other words, they're reducing the assessment effective the year before the cost controls go into effect. But apparently they feel that the anticipation of those cost controls allow them to make actuarial assessments that will allow them to reduce the charges per vehicle.
So right, because they're looking at the risk factors decades in advance.
Yes.
Now, of course, auto owners will also have the option of not paying the fee at all starting in July. They can choose a level of personal injury protection they want for the first time in 40 years, including no injury protection at all. What do you think of those changes to the law?
Well, let's first be careful. The ability to opt out entirely is not for everyone. You have to be either a Medicare recipient or you have to have a qualified health plan. So for those people, yes, they will be able to opt out entirely and pay zero for the no-fault insurance portion of their auto insurance. For my part, though, since I've lived in the system and represented victims of catastrophic injury for 40 years now, I'm very concerned about that, and I think that's a false choice and a scary choice. People should buy the unlimited coverage because that's what insurance exists for, to protect people against the worst losses. People that do not select that, some of them will be fine. Most of them will be fine. They'll certainly save money, but God forbid, if the catastrophic loss should be visited upon them, they will not have available to them the wonderful benefits no-fault insurance allows for.
So let's talk about those benefits, because I'm wondering if these changes, will they put unlimited lifetime medical benefits at risk for people who want the coverage?
Yeah, one of the important changes that's being made is fee schedules. And the fee schedules are rather draconian, and particularly for those providers of long-term custodial care and rehabilitation. The fee schedule for those facilities, residential rehabilitation facilities, currently under the new law that will go into effect July 2021, is 55%. In other words, there's going to be a 45% cut for those facilities. And it is widely understood now that they will not be able to stay in business. Nobody operates with a 45% margin, no matter how the insurance industry feels about the way service providers charge. No one has that kind of a margin. So they're going to go out of business. And even if you have the catastrophic coverage, you will not have the facilities available that will be able to provide care at that level.
Okay, let's sum this up then. Who are the winners? Who are the losers in these changes?
The winners, I believe, are the insurance industry. And actually, we haven't had a chance to talk much about the tort changes in the law, but the tort changes will be very good for some of the trial lawyers, which is a weird result of an insurance law like this. The reason for that is that even though no fault will allow reductions in benefit choices, you will be required to buy more in liability coverages. So the $20,000 mandatory minimum that we've had for 50 years now goes up to $250,000 effective next July, although you will have the ability to opt down to $50,000. But the result is you have a choice to reduce your PIP coverages, but you'll be required to increase your liability coverages. So as a result of that, I think some of the plaintiff tort lawyers will benefit from this, and I have serious doubts that the general public is going to receive much in the way of premium savings as a result.
Wayne Miller is an attorney and the chair of the law firm Miller & Tischler, which specializes in cases involving catastrophic injury. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much, Lester.